This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the men that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make them need to run.
That's Lars
Eller! I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Welcome aboard. May the 24th, 2022. A beautiful day. Gorgeous. Rangers, game four tonight, 6:30, right here on 98.7 ESPN. Yankees go up against those feisty Baltimore Orioles yet again. Mets go up against the San Francisco Giants with, I guess, at the moment, it's fair to say their ace on the mound. Yankees with a grotesque loss last night. Mets late night. I stayed up till 11:51 watching the game. Gave you seven full innings and figured, you know what? Just out of respect to the show and almost sheer exhaustion, I'm going to turn it off. I did. I wake up. They poured out another seven runs after I went to bed. We got a lot to do. Santiago, you're here. I hope that you're not fast asleep right now. And I say good morning to my partner in crime, the great Rick DiPietro. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, David. 10:30 for me last night. 10:30.
That's pretty late, though.
That's like, I mean, that's essentially like 2 a.m. for most people.
Yes. I mean, 10:30, wake up at, what, 2:15, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you're on less than four.
Feel great, though. Feel great. After that Mets win, feel awesome.
Yeah, that won't last, though. You won't feel great for a long time. I mean, you can't exist.
It's not even falling asleep, though. It's sheer exhaustion. It's like your body just shuts down.
Shuts down.
It's right down.
Shuts down. I'm in the middle yesterday morning. I'm going through my Jeopardy routine. I get to the end of the first round of Jeopardy. Next thing I know, what's her face? Maya Bialik is like, all right, thank you for joining us. I'm like, wait, what happened?
It's like, you know, if like you don't use your TV for long enough, it just shuts itself off.
Yeah, it goes into like power mode.
Yes.
Right? There's been no activity. We might just shut off.
Yeah, your brain can no longer function. We're going to shut you down right
now.
Yeah,
we're going to give you a timeout. You go to sleep. So I was like, you know what? I just turned it off, and when I woke up from I took a long nap yesterday.
Oh,
I know you
did.
So I don't want to hold it over your head. Well, I was tired to start, and secondly, I knew it was going to be a late night.
Yeah, you needed some rest. Tonight's a big night. Big night.
Big night.
Humongous
I already got the plan. I got the two TVs set up. If I stand in the right spot, I can watch both TVs. Put the Yankees on one, put the Rangers on the other. And I figure by the time the Yankees should be out of reach, should be against this Baltimore Orioles team, the Mets will get starting. And I'll just flip onto the Mets on that TV.
I despise your TV situation.
I don't know what you're looking for me to do, though.
Fix it.
What do you want me to do? Start building like a man cave now?
No, I don't need a man cave. Like just some kind of TV situation is all I need from you. I want you to be comfortable. I want you to be locked in. I don't want you to be sitting in under the, you know, the walkway between the kitchen and the living room. Watching the game here in the door jam.
You're not wrong.
Well, I'm right.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong, but I don't know at the moment how to remedy it.
This is the only reason I don't come over to the Rothenberg estate.
Stop it. You don't make plans.
That's a good point.
I mean, stop.
I don't keep plans.
The only reason.
I don't keep plans. That's correct.
Exactly.
I want to make plans.
You're a big excuse maker. Have you found out your situation for Saturday game six?
I have baseball at some point, though. I haven't figured out. I haven't really locked and dialed it in yet.
So you didn't ask.
No,
at all.
Don't be. Can we just focus on game four tonight, please? Can we do that?
I'm not saying the Rangers are going to be in any kind of position. I'm just trying to get ahead of it. RJ, there's nothing wrong with trying to get ahead of plans with this guy, is there?
I mean, no. There's no hurt, but I mean, at this point, what is your confidence level?
Oh, here we go. If you don't win game four, are you confident there's going to be a game six? Can we
nope.
win tonight and then discuss this tomorrow?
But I know what happens. I know what happens with you. I'm not touching the money. If I don't get these plans set, all of a sudden we'll get to like Friday. It's like, so are we doing game six? Oh, I haven't asked. Let me ask. No, sorry. Cassie's roommate from when she was a child is in town and I can't go. I know how it works. We never make plans.
Stop it. Stop yourself, please. Let me ask you a question. All right, let me put the shoe on the other foot.
All right, shoes on feet. Go ahead.
If this is the Islanders. If this is the Islanders and there's a game six and you got stuff to do on Saturday, are you dropping everything to come watch the Islanders game with me?
At the game?
Oh, no. Yeah, of course, the game.
With RJ and Ray?
Yes.
And we've got preferred seating?
Yes.
Yes. And what do you mean dropping everything? What do you mean dropping everything? I'm not saying don't go to your kids' events. I'm saying, if you have nothing conflicting with the Rangers game Saturday, we should all go.
I'll take it under advisement, but I'm focused on game four tonight, all right?
I think
you're touching money. Massaging money.
Not massaging money.
If we lose tonight, I already know who to blame.
Yeah, of course, everyone does. Every Rangers fan, if they lose tonight, should hate Dave Rothenberg because he's all in the money.
No. See, you guys are so, honestly, I'm doing the show with dumb people. Not touching the money. I'm saying if we get to the game six is all I'm saying. If. I'm not saying, I guarantee we're going to win.
5-5 in his last
We had half
already.
Of Israel calling up yesterday saying they're going to win four in a row and win in six games. I'm not saying that.
Mets won big. You're supposed to be in a good mood right now.
In a great mood. I'm thrilled you could wake up early with us this morning and join the show.
Lashing out, calling everyone dumb.
This is what he does. He probably has a list. He probably has a revised list just sitting in front of him right now.
How great would that be if I have a list of dumb people? It'd be a long list, though.
You don't?
In my head, I have a list.
Yeah, of course. By 5:07, you could have a full list done.
Want me to start putting it together?
No. That caused real problems last time you brought that list to the table.
I'll put it right together in order. You want a dumb list in order?
No, I don't want a dumb list in order.
All right.
Can we wax poetic about the Mets for a second, please? Can we do that?
We can. I think we get to the Mets, and I think we need to get to the Yankees because that is a repulsive loss last night.
It is not a great.
That is a brutal loss for the Yankees. But yes, the Mets last night. So it's funny because I didn't know how long I wanted to give this game, but they fall behind 2-0, and my thought is, you know what? If it gets any worse, I'm going to probably shut it down. And they have this bizarre inning where they get these little dribbling hits. Then Lindor hits this I mean, look like benign pop fly going into the corner. And what was it, Darren Ruff just kind of botched it?
Oh.
Yeah, butchers it. It bounces into the crowd. Now you're 2-2. Next pitch, Alonso crushes one. All of a sudden, you're 5-2. I was thrilled. Now I get great David Peterson. And somebody by the name of Holderman comes in and tries to rip his thumb off, but it doesn't matter because he gives you two terrific innings, and the Mets destroyed the Giants last night.
Could there be a better name for someone out of the bullpen, though?
I was thinking that before.
How good is that?
I mean, how good is that? Could you imagine if, like, Holderman winds up leading the league in holds?
Yes. What did you do for him? I'm a relief pitcher. What's your last name? Holderman.
Holderman. It's like Joe Saves, right?
It's so good. It's a perfect name to come out of the bullpen. No, I mean you mentioned that third inning. I mean that was a really weird inning. But hey, listen, it doesn't matter. I mean the Giants fans are chirping all over the place. McNeil has a big day. Alonso has a big day. Escobar finally got it going a little bit. JD Davis had four hits. I mean the Mets had 18 hits last night. 18 hits.
That's a big. And the Giants pitching is good.
Yeah, but I mean again, like this Mets team. Dealing with, you know, Scherzer out and DeGrom for the entirety of the season so far. Like, it's just the team, they find ways to win baseball games. And, you know, RJ was saying before the show, as the Yankees fan of the group, him and Santiago, like, when you watch this team play, and this team looks like they like each other. Like, they get along. It looks like the clubhouse, which seemed to be a mess last season.
Oh, it was.
Is... They were able to fix it and fast.
Which is amazing. Which is a testament to what they came in and did and Buck Showalter holding this thing together.
Did you hear what they did for Buck's birthday party?
What they bust out a pinata, I heard?
Yeah, they blindfolded him and and had him hit a pinata.
Yeah, but that's great stuff.
That's awesome stuff. That's what I'm saying. It's great stuff.
I mean, how many teams around sports with their coaches, their managers, whoever, would want to do nothing for their skipper's birthday? Probably a lot.
Probably a lot. There's a lot of listen. There's a lot of teams that have that coaches and managers that they the players really don't want to get coached anyway. Like they just want to go out there and just do their jobs.
But you can see, like, if I don't know how closely, I know you do, but like everyone else out there, how closely you watch the Mets game. Like Alonso sits next to Buck Showalter and like kind of picks his brain throughout the game. Like they're taking advantage of this baseball savant, and they are, I mean, not good baseball, Rick. They're playing great baseball. Atlanta loses again. Atlanta's 9 games behind the Mets right now. 9.
I know. I mean, it's very rarely, because, you know, I mean, we've been doing the show long enough, how the kind of emphasis I put on the locker room and the clubhouse in the, team chemistry and in culture and all those things. Like, I think that's really, really important stuff. And for them to be able in one offseason to completely turn this thing around and have everyone buy in the way that they bought it. I mean, you mentioned Alonso. Lindor's the same way. Like, he seems like he has an unbelievable relationship with Buck. And I don't know how you couldn't. I mean, you mentioned picking his brain. I mean, I don't know. Is there a smarter man, woman in baseball than Buck?
I wouldn't think so, no.
Okay. So, I mean, why wouldn't you take advantage of that? Why wouldn't you soak all that up?
Well, because last year they didn't.
Because last year you had Luis Rojas.
Okay.
That's a big difference. He's talking about Dopplers and secret rooms and everything else. And, like, they're buddy-buddy. Like, I remember saying that. I didn't necessarily love that. You know, oh, yeah, well, we have all these previous relationships because of the AAA. Well, yeah, that's kind of a different relationship that I necessarily want.
That's a detriment. Now, can we spend a minute on, and I know that, and Judge is unbelievable.
Oh.
I mean, 2 more home runs last night. Unbelievable. But can we spend a minute on the season Pete Alonso is having?
Yep.
I mean, he's having a year. Not only is he having a year, I think I saw last night he's hitting .288 now.
Yep.
All right, and he's got, what, 11-40?
11-40.
Those are big numbers right now.
Nice numbers. Yeah, he's having a great season, but that's what you expect from him. I mean, if this team is going to get where they want to get, I mean, he's going to have to be a big reason for it.
Huge.
But, I mean, go up and down their lineup right now, though, Dave. I mean, Nimmo right now is at .297.
I'm sure you do. I love Nimmo.
Of course you do. McNeil's at .311. Canna's at .289. I mean, that's good stuff. I mean, you mentioned Alonso at .288.
.288 for Alonso is an enormous number.
With the kind of power?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, but you don't see that a lot in Major League Baseball now.
And what's the average for the normal player in baseball? I mean, you just ran through the Mets. All these guys hitting like .285 and above.
League average is down. I mean, league average this year is down.
What is it, like .240 maybe?
I think it's less than that.
Right. So now you have all these guys that are hitting so well?
Well, yeah. I mean, didn't we say this, though? With the starting pitching the way it's at, with no Scherzer, no DeGrom, no McGill, like, I give Peterson a ton of credit to step up. I mean, he had the one mistake to Crawford, got himself in trouble in the third, gets the double play, gets out of that inning, and then his slider was nasty. He cruised. That's really important. And then the offense was going to have to carry them. And, I mean, 18 hits, 13 runs last night. I mean, he got the third inning when he put up a 5 spot, right? I mean, that's how you weather the storm right now, because the schedule's going to get tougher and you're dealing with injuries and stuff.
That's right. But we said it. We said it last week. Well, you know what? You don't have, I mean, DeGrom, best pitcher in baseball. I don't even think it's a debate. Scherzer, an elite pitcher, and McGill, very good. You don't have 3/5 of your starting rotation. Your offense is going to need to produce more than it has, and they have.
Yeah, right now, so you know, the Mets have the second-best batting average in Major League Baseball.
Can I guess their team batting average?
Please.
I don't know.
Please. Well, I gave you some of the numbers.
All those guys hitting so high. I'm going to say .263.
Oh, so close.
Really?
So close. Colorado Rockies at .262. The Mets are at .258.
Pretty good, huh? And the Rockies, I mean, It's Colorado. So, and you saw the split differential from them from road to home this weekend when the Mets were there.
So I just told you that the Colorado Rockies lead Major League Baseball at .262. Would you care to guess what the Oakland Athletics' current team batting average is?
So I'm thinking you're leading me down a path that it's horrendous.
It's the 30th.
Yeah. I'm going to say .224.
That's way too high.
Oh, my God. They're hitting .209.
.208.
208.
208.
That's pathetic, huh?
That's not great. That's not what you want.
No, that's not what you want even a little bit.
Wow. The Braves are 24th.
The 9 games behind the Mets.
226.
Yeah. They got hammered again last night by who he would be a Met. If Steve Cohen owned the team a little earlier, Zach Wheeler would still undoubtedly in my mind.
Could you imagine that rotation?
No.
Forget it.
No. No.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Who doesn't just adore Cuddle Mary Trish?
I love it. I wish you wouldn't eat into the segment as much as you do, because I think RJ needs more space and time. But
I'm going to start it so early this morning.
You get selfish with it.
He's not going to know what to do with all this space and time.
No, I think he will. I think RJ's that good.
No,
RJ's
he won't.
Just, he's locked and loaded.
641.
What are the over-unders? Check your app. What are the over-unders on you quitting a question in CMT?
Well, if he asks bad questions, I'm going to...
I mean, it's got to be plus 150 probably.
This is really? this is why Rick won't hang out with us. I think it's because you're mean to him. I think this How is much? Why. And I did not send him the reads, by the way. If he does not accept them, I will not send them.
I'm not accepting.
Yeah, so he has to accept the reads?
Of course. I'm not going to force him to do the reads. They're your reads.
Well, what do you mean? Why are they mine?
Because they're under your name.
Because you put them under my name. Oh, nobody said I had to pay. Do all these reads. Why do I always have to do all the heavy lifting?
Because you wanted a free shower? Or bath or whatever the hell it is.
I didn't say take the bath, Fitter.
Oh, this is the price that you pay. Yep.
O'Reilly.
I don't understand why I have to do all the reads.
I don't have any.
O'Reilly Car Care? I've never been into a car care place.
No, you're the car care guy. We know that.
No, I'm not.
That luxury automobile you drive doesn't need any car care.
I couldn't even change a wiper if I had to.
That's sneaky difficult, to be honest with you.
I couldn't do anything with a car.
RJ, how do you get up that high to get the wiper blade off?
A step stool.
And I'm mean to you, huh?
That was nasty. I apologize.
It was.
I mean, I treat you like you're a munchkin on the Wizard of Oz, and
see,
I'm mean to you.
See, you always act like you always come off though as you're defending me. There's no defense. You insult me and then try to be the good guy.
You just call him a munchkin.
The escalator.
I did it. That's how he treats you.
Like Rick was harmless by comparison. He didn't outright call him a munchkin.
I didn't call him a munchkin either. I said we pretty much Rick is calling him a munchkin by the way he treats him.
The lollipop kids.
When I was a kid, Wizard of Oz, terrifying, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You felt the same way?
Yes.
That Wicked Witch, she was scary.
She was
well,
scary.
In high school, I was a munchkin in The Wiz.
What's that?
That was Debbie chiming in.
That's Debbie.
Wait, we have a drop of Debbie saying she was a munchkin as a kid?
In The Wiz, yeah.
Huh. That's what it says.
We have everything, huh?
Very
well, in
talented.
High school, I was a munchkin in The Wiz.
I love her, by the way. She's the best.
Oh, she's the best.
She's very, I mean, she's liking tweet. She's the best.
She is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. All right, so let's get into a couple of topics with the Yankees. Firstly, Josh Donaldson. I didn't have a problem at all with a one-game suspension. I thought there was a chance he was going to get more than that. I know a lot of people very bothered, but I will say this, and this I think is very telling. Did you hear one teammate come to his defense yesterday? One.
No, but that was, I mean, that when we talked about that, you know, talked about it yesterday morning, I mean, that's, like, I'm going off, again, being in locker rooms my entire life. Like, you can't fool your teammates. So, I mean, I know he's just been there for a short amount of time, but guys talk. Like, I mean, guys have reputations around the league. So to have Aaron Boone react the way he acted, and then, I mean, Aaron Judge react the way that he acted yesterday. I mean, that's like if your coach or manager's not defending it and seems at the very least aggravated that you did it and your captain, then, I mean, we're going to sit here and defend it? Like, you're going to feel good about defending it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you out there can defend it, but his teammates and manager have not defended him at all. Not at all.
Well, and this is Aaron Judge reacting. But this is Aaron Judge reacting after Josh Donaldson stood up in front of the team and explained to everybody. Like, I had to stand up in front of his teammates and explain to everyone why he did what he did. And Aaron Judge is still critical of it. After hearing,
I think everybody was. I didn't. And correct me if I'm wrong. And if you're out there, you can as well. Did you hear one person come out and say, you know what, he's a good guy? You know what? What he did was not wrong. I didn't hear one.
Well, no, I heard plenty of people defending it. None of his teammates.
Well, that's my point. I mean, if you're in the heat of battle with him and you're not defending him, what does that say?
Well, I think you know what it says.
Oh well, then there you go. Let's hear Aaron Judge, because I know a lot of people out there are defending. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because it's a Yankee and you have to, or maybe you truly don't believe he did anything wrong. But two guys that don't remotely defend him, here is Aaron Judge.
You know, it's a tough one. You know, joke or not, you know, I just don't think it's, you know, the right thing to do there, especially, you know, given the history, you know, especially the series in Chicago, you know, kind of a little bit of beef between Anderson and JD, and, you know, Anderson's, you know, one of the best shortstops in the game, and, you know, he's a big part of MLB and, you know, what's going on here and how we can grow the game, and, you know, JD for that one game suspension, I don't know, I just don't think it, you know, on JD's, you know, he made a mistake, you know, owned up to it, and, you know, now we got to move on.
That doesn't sound like he's defending him to me.
No, he's not, because he's not. I mean, he understands, too. Like, it's just especially, it's never the right thing to do. But, I mean, especially now. I mean, this is, like, if what you're saying can be misconstrued at all, the way that this Jackie comment or has any racial undertones at all, like, why even say it? Like, you're doing, like, you don't know if, you know, who's around, if it's going to offend Tim Anderson or whoever, like his teammate, whatever it is. Like, why even put yourself in that spot? I mean, is a one-game suspension? I mean, you could make the argument, I guess, that, I mean, a fine, maybe not a suspension, but still, like, maybe just a suspension for being stupid, like one game for stupidity.
Yeah, I think Major League Baseball wanted to send a message of, now they didn't put any racial tone or anything like that in their, you know, press release, but you could tell that they were unhappy.
Well, because it was inflammatory. I mean, it was the start of what turned into, I mean, potentially, I mean, your bench is clearing and everything else, right? Like, I mean, that's what got the whole thing started.
Well, it's clear that Tim Anderson felt the way about it. If they were buddy-buddy, if it was all in jest and all joking around, then I don't think Tim Anderson would have gotten upset at all, certainly not the way that he did.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I said this yesterday. Like, I understand the explanation, and, you know, maybe if it was something where you were teammates or whatever it was, like, it was a running joke that you had, like, you thought you would feel comfortable saying it, but the guy doesn't like you, and you don't like him. And I get it. You're, like, an agitator. You're an instigator. You're trying to get under his skin. I get it. I play with a lot of guys like that. Like, there are certain things that you just, like, avoid.
Yeah. There are certain things you don't say, and he didn't get the memo on that, and he does.
Like, Kay yesterday was trying to compare it to what Kevin Garnett said to Carmelo Anthony about his wife. It's like, no, it's apples to oranges.
It's apples to oranges. And I heard so much backpedaling yesterday from, and listen, I love my team as much as anybody loves their teams. But when guys make mistakes, just admit that someone's made a mistake and move on.
Yeah, I mean, there are certain things. And I think Melo waited for Kevin Garnett in the parking lot because he was offended by it. But again, it's like, I mean, I think what Aaron Judge was alluding to too was, I mean, Tim Anderson being one of the best, you know, best shortstops in the game, and, you know, a guy who, you know, wants to grow the game and be an ambassador for the game. I mean, right now you're trying to, like, as a league, all these leagues, every league, We're trying to be inclusive to everybody. Like, I mean, NHL, same thing. Like, the NHL, we need more black hockey players. We need that. The game needs that. Baseball needs more African-American baseball players to choose baseball. They do.
Of course
they
do.
To grow the game.
But
the last thing you want to do is make black players feel uncomfortable.
It's going in the wrong direction.
Well, but you already have it. Like, I mean, in certain places, you've heard it a couple of times. You heard it in Boston a couple different times. Like, that's, like, with, you know.
Adam Jones, yeah.
Yeah, with nasty stuff being said to these players, like, you don't want that as a part of the game. And between the lines with, you know, player to player, that should be a safe place.
Yes. I mean, there are certain things you can say. And if you don't like another player, I have no issue with that. And if you want to go after him, I have no issue with that. I actually enjoy healthy rivalry and kind of animosity. But there are certain things you don't get into and don't say. And I think that's one of them. And this, you know, he said it as a joke. I'm sorry. It's hard to believe that he said it as a joke. And if you take the side that he did, well, then how come his teammates aren't taking that side? Not one teammate did I hear come out and say, but he was just kidding, guys. We're overreacting. This was not a big deal. Not Judge, not Boone, not no one said that.
Yeah, and I was surprised, too. That's the thing, though, I don't understand, because I know La Russa was getting a lot of heat for, I mean, a lot of people pointed to Tony La Russa for what he said after the game as to why everyone started connecting dots with it being, you know, Donaldson explaining it as, like, initially how I thought it was being said was, okay, Tim Anderson came out and said that because he was trying to bring fun back to the game, that, you know, he was like, you know, today's Jackie Robinson because of the pushback that he would get from, like, the old school baseball players and fans and everything else. And I think we both agree, like, that's ridiculous. Don't ever put yourself in that same conversation. Like, what Jackie Robinson went through is...
Making a statement that you're anything Jackie Robinson-esque is asinine, to be honest
okay.
with you.
I agree 1,000, 1,000,000%. Like, and then there should be, like, just in American, in the history of this country, what Jackie Robinson did, like, how important that is and why we celebrate him. Don't even put yourself in that same conversation. So I could understand why, like, if I was one of his teammates and I had a close relationship with him, like, I would bust his chops. Like, what are you doing, man? Like, in a locker room, once we read something like that, I'd be like, what are you doing? Why would you do something stupid like that? Like, that, don't do that. And maybe if you want to bust his chops. But then to be a guy that, you know, is, you know, it has a healthy rivalry with this guy, to use it as, you know, the way to get under his skin, I don't know, man. It's just that there's plenty of other things that you can say or do to achieve what you're trying to achieve without saying something like that. Because you don't know how it's going to be interpreted by, you know, people that don't know.
Well,
how your teammates.
You found out right away that it was not interpreted well by Tim Anderson.
Okay, but I get to my point because I got all twisted there with my CTE. So why would Tony La Russa come out and say something? Like, that's a strong statement, what he said. Like, you think that was just him independently saying that? Or was that something that he, you know, spoke to Tim Anderson about?
I'm sure they had a conversation about it.
Because, I mean, I find it hard to believe that Tony La Russa would just come, you know, out of nowhere. Like, just that would be his initial thought.
Now, Liam Hendricks and Donaldson have played together, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you hear Liam Hendricks go after Donaldson?
Yes.
Went after him. So, you know, I've heard, well, he's brand new to the Yankees. They don't really know him that well, and that's not why they defended him. Well, wouldn't you think if Liam Hendricks thought he was a good guy and meant nothing by it, that he would have said that? That's not what he said. He said the exact opposite.
Yeah, he said the exact opposite. And again, I mean, the locker room is a place where you can't hide. You can't. I mean, that is, you spend more time with your teammates than you do your family. That guys know exactly who you are. You can't fool your teammates.
All right, let's hear from Aaron Boone. Here is the Yankees skipper on the Donaldson suspension.
I certainly respect MLB's. You know, I think they were thoughtful and looked into it and did their due diligence on it and made what was a tough call. I don't agree with it. I don't think it warranted a suspension, but you know, I certainly respect their process. And I know, JD's planning on appealing it.
So he's going to appeal. I don't think he'll win it, and he'll probably have to sit out the one game. So, I mean, that's the biggest defense you've heard. Not that he wasn't wrong. Not that he shouldn't be punished in some way, just that I think the suspension might have been a little bit much.
Well, but this isn't something that I get you want to play with an edge, right? We want to, you know, Yankees said before the season, well, we want to bring some, you know, F you to our game, which is, I mean, I listen, I think all great teams have a little bit of that. But this is not a distraction that the Yankees want to be dealing with or something that they want to have to answer questions about. This is
absolutely
not what they're all
not.
About.
Absolutely not. And you know what? He's not good enough to have that hanging over his head.
Oh, but the other thing, though, too, is, I mean, that's something like that can be so divisive in a locker room, in your own clubhouse.
You better hope it's not.
Well, no, absolutely right. And that's why he had to stand up in front of his teammates and explain to, you know, exactly why he said what he said.
And it's not like you can just, you know, flippantly move on from Josh Donaldson. He's making $25 million a year this year and next.
Like, there are certain things during the course of, like, a heated rivalry, heated battle that you just don't, like, just... like, intentionally, like, like, for Tony La Russa to say what he said, I think, like,
I thought you had a stroke or something there.
No, because I'm trying to put this in the proper, like, to use the right words when I say this. Like, there are certain things that when you're on the ice, you're on the field, like, I know nasty things are said, but there's a line. And even if, like, I don't know Josh Donaldson. I don't. I have no clue anything about him. Like, I've heard stories and everything else, but I don't know him. I've never met him. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, one way or the other, him calling Tim Anderson Jackie had any, if he's a race, whatever it is. But there are just certain things that you just don't say. Like, you don't even, like, there's nothing to be gained. Like, even right. If you're trying to get an edge under his skin, like, there's certain
things.
Don't
put yourself in position where this can even bear discussion.
Even if you're joking, whatever, you think you're joking,
there's right.
Like, there are certain things that you just, they're off limits. And guys know that. Like, in a locker room, like, you can say almost anything to a teammate. You start bringing up his kids or something, like, then someone's going to get punched in the face.
Now you've crossed the line.
Yeah, like, you bring up, like, whatever it is, a religion. Like, there are certain things you just know, like, this is off limits.
And there's plenty of places to go.
Plenty of places to go. And where you go with your teammates is, like, there's a different line with your teammates than there is with your opposition.
With someone that doesn't like you.
Because you have inside jokes and, like, you know the person and what, you know, where their line's at. He doesn't know where Tim Anderson's line's at.
Right. And they're in the midst of disliking each other, right? It's a moment of intense dislike. And to go there, you shouldn't have gone there. And you can hear it. You can hear the way Boone discusses it. You can hear everyone. That like, every soundbite we have on this is like 5 seconds of, well,
because it's such a sensitive, it's such a sensitive topic, because Aaron Boone, as a white guy, me as a white guy, you as a white guy, we don't, like, I can't sit here and tell you, you know, if Tim Anderson should be offended by that.
But he was, right? Whether you can tell me if he was.
It's not my place to do that.
And a lot of guys were. And a lot of guys are.
I just think, like, for what that did, like, what he gained in saying that was not
well,
worth.
I didn't gain anything.
No, he didn't gain anything.
In the moment, he might have thought he was, you know, listen, he was angry. He stepped over the line in a big way, in my opinion. He should be better. But
he's got to be smarter than that.
Yeah, it's just a bad look. Let's get to some of the calls. And we'll get into the Yankees and just what was a horrendous game for them last night. Mike in Brooklyn. Good morning, Mike. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. Best show on the radio.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Accurate and thank you. What? I agree. I'm agreeing with Mike. He brings up a good point. Thank
you're
you.
An idiot.
I think you guys are looking at this Donaldson thing the wrong way. And first off, I think Donaldson's lying. I think he said it as a knock, as like as an insult, as trying to get in the skin, which as a competitor, you know, even Rick said that it happens on the field sometimes. But for Tim Anderson to call himself Jackie Robinson is ridiculous in the first place. So if you're going to put yourself out there
Tim Anderson is the culprit in this story?
No, I'm not saying that. I think he opened himself up for that criticism. Sometimes if you say something stupid, people are going to use it against you in return. By calling him Jackie, Donaldson might look at Jackie Robinson in high regard and look at Tim Anderson call himself
boy.
Jackie Robinson as a ridiculous statement and use it as a knock. I don't see how anything he said could be, definitely say it's racist or anything. He called him Jackie Robinson, which Tim Anderson called himself.
No, I understand what you're saying, Mike. Listen, I understand exactly what you're saying. And I would say if I was a teammate of Tim Anderson and we had a close relationship and he said something like that, you know, knowing the amount of respect that I think we all have or should have for, you know, what Jackie Robinson went through, like, I'd be like, dude, what are you doing, man? I mean, why would you – I get you trying to bring fun back to the game, but don't equate that to what Jackie Robinson went through. That's ridiculous. And maybe as a teammate, we would bust his chops. But they're like – again, and I know what you're saying, and I don't know the intention, like if it was to get under his – obviously it was to get under his skin if there was any – but the fact of the matter is that there are – I mean, that could be construed with some, you know, there, some racial undertones to it. And you don't – like Josh Donaldson doesn't know how that's going to land with Tim Anderson or Tim Anderson's teammates.
And it, so and why even big, say his it? His big excuse is, well, I've done this before. Well, that doesn't make it any better.
Like, again, like, I mean, there are a couple things that you just avoid, like, as much, even if you hate somebody, like, just in the heat of battle, like, that could get yourself in, you could get yourself in big trouble. And I think we all know what those things are. Race is, I mean, race is at the top of that list. Racial stuff is at the top of that list.
Especially now, when everyone's so on edge about it.
But there are, again, there are plenty of other things you can say to get your point across, okay, to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. Especially because you got, like, you have teammates. Just, you're new to the Yankees too, and you have black teammates. Like, well, how's that going to land with them?
I'm sure that you know the entire thought process didn't go through his mind.
Obviously,
right? I'm sure it didn't. You know, how will this play with my teammates, and how angry will Tim Anderson get? I'm sure it was heat of the moment. This is what I'm going to say, and he didn't think for a second it was going to land the way it landed.
Well, of course not, and especially if it's something he's been saying for the last couple of years. And now, I mean, he said it, but again, it's one of those things. Like, just don't say it. Just avoid it.
There's nothing to be gained from it.
Exactly right.
Nothing. Damian Newark. Damian, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning.
What's going on, Damian?
Hello?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead, Damian. Sorry, Rick interrupted you. Please continue.
I want to say, because, you know, It really plays on the intelligence of as of us, and I'm a melanin rich individual, so I don't claim just that stereotype of black. I'm brown skinned, and a lot of us are just dark. We can get real dark brown, but we were never black. And with that comment with him, here's a better way to look at it. If he when that play was going on, if he calls him Little Richard when he got to the base, what you think he was trying to imply that? He's a well-established entertainer and singer.
I mean, that's on the list of things that you just avoid.
You avoid it. You don't
avoid
get involved.
They're like, you just, like, that you know.
And there's a million digs he could have gone with. You don't like him. You want to say something. You want to get under his skin. You want to start a rivalry, a war, whatever. You have a laundry list of places that you can go.
Well, but the other thing, too, is you leave it up for interpretation. Like, because, again, you have people that are weighing in on us don't know Josh Donaldson or, like, what's in his heart. Like, you don't know.
Nobody knows. But, again, and I go back to this, if I had heard, I think I'd feel very differently. If yesterday, one game suspension, and you heard the Yankees come out and say, there's a great guy. All right? He meant nothing by it. He was kidding around. We joke around in the clubhouse all the time. Not one person, Rick. Not one.
Yeah, I'll give you a good example. Maybe this is a terrible example, but I'm going to use it anyway. So I have fun with Peter almost every day with Kay, right? And
yeah.
I text him.
I heard you texted a nasty text yesterday.
I text some nasty things. But I think I have a good enough relationship with Peter where he knows that I'm joking because I truly, genuinely like Peter a lot. So we kind of go back and forth and, you know, I say some nasty things, but I know where the line is. Like, not one time ever in the history of me texting Michael do I make a Jewish joke, because that's inappropriate. Like, I don't, like, that's not, there's the line. Like, I know that's not, he doesn't think that's funny, and I don't think that's funny, so I wouldn't say it. Like, there are just things you should know. Like, I'm not going to get to this point.
And you know what? To that point, you know who can make a Jewish joke?
You.
Peter? Me.
Yeah, and you guys do. Like, you guys go, like, when you're on the show with them, you'll go, like, or Peter will bring up, he'll make some jokes like that. That's not my place to make jokes like that.
That's right. Yeah, you're 100% right. And you know what? Maybe Aaron Judge could go make a joke like that to Tim Anderson.
That's not exactly right. That's not my place to do stuff like that. Now, like, it make me and you have a close enough relationship. We're like, we're just hanging out. We want to start busting chops. Maybe we, you know, there's our line changes a little
that's
bit.
That's different. I like you, right? That's very different. These guys, they don't like each other. There's a real animosity. They've had issues recently.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. As much as you like me and I like you, I wouldn't want to put you in an uncomfortable spot where we're with people that don't know our relationship and I say something flippant that behind closed doors you think is funny.
Correct.
But all of a sudden now you're around people that are like, you let him talk to you like that? Do you know what I'm saying? That changes things, too.
It changes everything. It changes everything. And again, where were the Yankees defending their guy yesterday if you think that Josh Donaldson did nothing wrong? Now, Allison Chains and Breaking Benjamin are coming to PNC Bank Arts Center on Friday, October the 7th. Be listening in the 7 o'clock hour today for your chance to win a pair of tickets, all from Live Nation. Tickets on sale right now at livenation.com. I do want to get to the Yankees and what happened last night, so let's get to a couple more calls on this, and then we'll morph into just a brutal effort and performance.
You love saying that.
Yeah, no, I do.
wonder why Yankees fans hate you.
But I'm not wrong. I'm not saying anything that's not accurate.
No, it's just how you say it, though. Like the joy you get out of saying it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, and how does Ty's text or tweet live now?
It's not even fun anymore. Like, he can't. We destroyed him.
Let's
get him on the phone later. I'd like to just beat the dead horse a little bit.
You want to call Ty?
Yeah, I think we should. He's up.
I think that should be you.
Unless he's probably, I mean, he may be up. The amount of 45
pound. In the dojo.
The amount of 45 pound plates that he has to put on that leg press to do calf raises. I mean, he may be there now getting it ready.
He's probably at the gym. Maybe he could walk us through his live gym encounter.
With his tripod and his setup.
That's right. He can have someone hold his phone and put it on speaker, and I'll talk while I'm doing my dips.
I'm doing my barefoot squats.
Yeah, let's go to Richard in Manhattan. Not the Richard you might think, a different Richard. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, a different Richard. So I met Jackie Robinson when I was 18 years old. I interviewed him for my high school assignment, which was an incredible, incredible thing, and he was an incredible man. And I guess my point, and it's not totally different from the last two callers. Hopefully I'll be a little more eloquent than the caller before.
You have a terrific voice, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yep. Thank you very much. And by the way, I have a Giants story that I think can top yours. I know it's not the time for it, being a ridiculous Giants fan, when on the Matt Dodge, DeSean Jackson play. So I met Jackie Robinson. There's only one way people can look at Jackie Robinson, as just an incredible human being. And I guess my point is that you could be a really obnoxious person that your fans aren't going to, your teammates aren't going to support, but that doesn't make you a racist by itself. I mean, there was only two ways of looking at calling him Jackie. Way number one is out of respect. Well, we know that was not what he was doing. Or number two, saying, you're no Jackie Robinson. Now, saying this guy is no Jackie Robinson, besides the fact that it's true, is not disrespectful of Jackie Robinson. It's disrespectful of the player as what he's had to go through in his life or how he plays. Those are the only two ways of looking at the comment. I'm not saying it's
no. I don't agree.
I'm not saying he.
Because I don't know, Richard, and I think there's a lot of gray area here. So how you couldn't look at this and see maybe there was a racial motivation and I'm not saying there was. But that you can't even include that in the possibility. I think you have to throw that out there.
But then you would call him a racially negative stereotype name. And I won't even say any names. But, you know, you'd use one of those names. You wouldn't use the name.
How do we know,
somebody,
Richard? How do we know what he would say if he was, in fact, if this was? And I'm not saying it is, so I want that, you know, on the record. But if this was racially motivated or charged or anything like that, how do we know what Josh Donaldson, in fact, would say?
Well, you're suspending him because you think. I guess you're suspending it because you think it is racially motivated.
Well, no, they said it was.
They didn't put anything racially motivated in that press release they put out. Nothing.
Well, has anybody ever been suspended a game for giving somebody the business in baseball? It goes on every day. Went on.
Well, if it leads to, but how is that any what he did? Okay, so here's how I would explain it. So it was pretty much, we're going to give you one game because what you said was disrespectful, it was inflammatory, and it led to benches clearing and everything else. How's that any different than a pitcher throwing at somebody and bench is clear and he gets suspended?
Well, you're not. You can't hurt somebody with your words. You can hurt somebody.
Well, but someone could get hurt because there's all of a sudden now, I mean, a bench clearing what could be a brawl, right?
Well, I mean, they don't like each other. I mean, it's clear they don't like each other. And by the way, there's been past stuff with this with the shortstop from the White Sox. He's not exactly somebody that doesn't get into these things.
Okay,
before
Richard,
he got into it with the Yankees last year.
But Richard, here's my point. I don't know what. Why Josh Donaldson said what he said. Once I heard the backstory, like, did it change my opinion of why he said it? Yeah, it did. But again, why put yourself in a spot to have it interpreted by whoever? Like, now you're all of a sudden leaving it out there to be interpreted. Like, Tony La Russa has a idea of why he said it. Tim Anderson has an idea of why he said it. Everyone has a different opinion as to why he said it.
Tim Anderson did not say he was racist. The only one that came out and said it, as far as I know, is La Russa.
Well, how do you think that Tony La Russa drew that? Where did that come from, you think?
You think they didn't have a discussion about it, Richard?
That just out of nowhere, that's what Tony La Russa's first thought was?
Or maybe La Russa just overreacted quickly to defend his player.
Richard, you just said it. To defend this guy, right? To defend his player in that moment. Where is the defense from the Yankees for Josh Donaldson? Have you heard one guy?
He may be a horrible. He may be a horrible guy. He may be obnoxious, and that itself might be something. But unfortunately, this guy's going to be brandished as being a racist for the rest of his life for this. And I don't know.
Well, I don't know about that.
Fair. And maybe. Oh, I think this will never.
I don't think that's an accurate statement.
Well, I don't think he's ever living this down. If it was two white guys, and he got suspended for being obnoxious. Or it was two black guys, and he got suspended for being obnoxious. That would be one thing. But because of this situation, I don't think you're ever going to not hear about the racial part of this. And I don't know that that's fair.
Yeah, but Richard, why are you letting him off the hook though? Why not have some self awareness? Like understand it's not two white guys joking or two black guys joking. It's a black guy and a white guy. And what you said there's a racial component to it. Like, why even put yourself in that spot? To get under somebody's skin?
But Rick, that was my point initially. There is no racial component to it. There's no two ways of looking at Jackie Robinson. Jackie Robinson was one of the greatest men ever that accomplished so much.
Nobody is doubting that. Richard, we're going to go. And I like the call. And I appreciate the conversation and the back and forth. But nobody is doubting that. But if you don't think that there could be something there, then why did Major League Baseball suspend them for a game? Then why is La Russa and others coming out and saying this is a racist comment made by Josh Donaldson? Why?
Well, because it could be interpreted by people
exactly. Once have we said that, like, for lack of a better term, black and white, that was racist, right? We're not saying that. But could it be construed as that? Yes. And I think going into that gray area, you set yourself up for this kind of conversation.
And that's the problem.
That's not what
baseball wants. That's the opposite of what baseball wants. Baseball wants to be all these sports. Every sport wants to be all inclusive. And the last thing you want to do is have your players feel uncomfortable. I mean, this is with major. This is with you're supposed to be. I mean, this is players. This is player to player stuff. This isn't some idiot in the crowd saying something.
No, we had Spike Lee called the show from San Francisco yesterday saying how disappointed he is in the Yankees fans. Now, I didn't hear this, but they were chanting Jackie towards Tim Anderson after that incident?
That's why he did the shush after he hit the home run.
That's terrible.
Yeah, this whole thing is not a conversation that I think the Yankees want to be having right now.
No, you want this thing to go away as quickly as possible,
which I'm surprised that they didn't just say, hey, don't appeal this, just take the one game and let's get past this. You said sorry, you apologized, you explained it to your teammates. Take the one game and let's move on.
And then we can. But I don't agree with what the caller had to say that he thinks this lives with Donaldson forever. I think for a while, and I think it'll slowly go away.
Yeah, but I don't understand this whole notion that you can't trash talk and disrespect people. Of course you can, but there's certain things that you just should avoid.
No, I think we've established that. And race or the potential of angering people based on race is something that you want to avoid as best as humanly possible. And Donaldson messed up.
Yeah, but that guy heard it. Yeah, and Kay was saying it yesterday. Like, where does this stop? Well, come on. Like, let's use our intelligence here for a second and realize like there's plenty of different ways you can trash talk somebody. I can almost guarantee offend them. That's not going to get you suspended.
Right. That may get a visceral reaction without potentially being thought of as racist. And that's what Josh Donaldson absolutely should have gone with.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.